Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Christians had an influence in the move of the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. That's the headline. Winky Medad will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Winky, also during the ceremony, I noticed the Christian participation. For example, a pastor, Pastor Jeffries from the First Baptist Church in Dallas, with the opening prayer, and then John Hagee, pastor in San Antonio, Texas, and there he gave the closing prayer. Was it controversial, and how did these men get that opportunity to be involved in the ceremony?
You're a better witness than I am, Jimmy, but Menachem Begin, in 1977, as he became prime minister, reached out to what I would call, I hope I'm using the proper term, evangelical community of Christians in the United States, or Bible believers. And that development has been a long time in coming. I think as much as Christian Zionism has helped the state of Israel, going all the way back even before Herzl, we're talking about the restoration ideology in England and in the Netherlands and in other places of Christian Europe. There's been this relationship, and it has to be nurtured, it has to be defined, it has to be mutual in the sense of politics and faith. And now we're seeing the fruition. Israel is getting a lot of attention and support from influential circles. Politicians are listening to their voters. And I think that we in Israel are giving the evangelical community in the United States an ability to say our approach to the Bible and to understanding history is true and reliable, and an interpretation of what the book says about what we believe God is saying to us. And I think it's a beautiful relationship, and I hope it is maintained and continued in the proper delineations of how we work together to faith communities.
Winky Medad on that report on the Christian influence on the U.S. Embassy move to Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem was a campaign promise made by President Trump that he followed through with, like other presidents before him had not done. I believe that President Trump followed through on his promise because of the Christian community in the United States. That said, it was not a political move, but a prophetic one as well. Jerusalem is the key city of the future, according to Bible prophecy. Jerusalem will be the center of controversy until Jesus Christ comes back, Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2. And then Jerusalem will be the center of the universe forever. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 10 through 17. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...